Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
TheMLife.com.
Medical report, and we have Gary Richard Arnold. And Gary, lots of things going on, isn't there?
Oh boy, it's a busy world out there.
We spent a lot of time, an hour or two, with Harley Schlanger not showing. With first 10 minutes, I talked about the origin and the situation with earthquakes around the world, including Alaska and also in Buenos Aires. We also touched on very briefly, but I want you to expand on it, the G20 with the 3.8 quake in Buenos Aires, but also the fact that what Trump and Canada and Mexico have done is Zone 3 of the New World Order's plan from the Council on Foreign Relations Fall 1973 plan for the 10 zones, which are prophesied in the Bible, that the 10 kings will give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Trump has succeeded on November 30th, 2018 to do this, which is laying the groundwork for the template for all other trade treaties on the planet and for the rise of the beast empire, which is led by America and Zone 3. So I'd like to talk about that, and also the situation where Russia captures 3 Ukrainian ships. The fact is, Ukraine, historically, and Kyiv, 200 years ago, was the capital of Russia. The Rus', of course, are the red-haired people who are prophesied in the book of Genesis. In fact, it says in the Vilna Gaon, which I mentioned with Harley, which is a song that the pilots sing when they get their wings, and it's Israel on top of Masada. It says, when Rus', or Russia, crosses from the Bosphorus to the Mediterranean, put on your Shabbat, or Sabbath clothes, because Messiah HaMashiach is coming. So they knew the prophecies of the coming Messiah, which they didn't accept, which is prophesied in Psalm 2. But the fact is, we're now seeing the formation under what I call the current version of King Herod Agrippa, a.k.a. Donald J. Trump, and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a Kabbalistic warlock and apostate Jew, are laying the groundwork for the abomination of desolation and the New World Order and the treaty that will give territory to their enemies, the Muslims, and at the same time guarantee that the blood sacrifice of Jesus, which is the incarnation of the Creator God, is not sufficient, but that they actually do an animal sacrifice, because in August of this year, the red heifer was born. They are ready now for their abomination that desolates to start probably in the second term of Donald Trump, sanctified by him and Netanyahu and the Special Activity Division of the CIA, who are managing the State of Israel and Saudi Arabia and this ugly treaty and the formation of the New World Order now. And, of course, we have also the situation in Ukraine, where Trump gave anti-tank missiles to them and used military force against the Russians in Ukraine, although they were the Kiev people under Poroshenko were bombing the Donbass kids in the eastern Ukraine, which are all Russians, including the area that was taken by Russia, which is the Crimea. People don't understand what's going on here. Is the super expansion of a giant empire of Europe is happening. The rise of the Fourth Reich, as we speak, is occurring, isn't it?
There's so many ongoing stories and themes that it's hard to put it in lockstep. We've got these treaties that, on the face of it, are, if you label them the way the news media does, or the conservative wing of the Hegelian network, that they're a vast improvement. And I believe the New American that's printed by the John Birch Society, their last issue went into detail. Right now I'm rummaging around to see if I can find a copy of that particular magazine. But they did go into detail a number of critical things that they encourage people to call about. And I don't see it on top of anything that is in my view. My house is Dr. Einstein's desk, if you've ever seen a picture of that. But all I can do is say that I've read it. I don't remember the details. I've got a couple other things that I've been watching and writing about also that...
Right. You can see that, in other words, everything in the Bible is coming true, and people don't connect the dots. The only, and I mean the only, place you're going to get the geopolitical analysis and the history of all these New World Order and secret orders, and the biblical and the geopolitical and classified, is here with Dr. Deagle and all my brilliant co-hosts like yourself. You're not going to find it anywhere on radio or TV on this planet. Anywhere.
Well, one of the things that caught my attention the other day, I was watching Fox News, and they brought out as one of their experts, and his name was Michael Anton, A-N-T-O-N, and they said he's a spokesman from Hillsdale College, and I know you and I have talked about it a number of times. And as far as I'm concerned, I sent you an email with a hyperlink to my article that came from this latest pitchfork into what's going on over there. But it's basically a salt lick for the conservatives to, bring them in and lick the salt, and they'll be targeted and bagged by those who set it up. I see that Michael Anton is not only a contributor, but when I went looking him up, I see him at the Manhattan Institute doing an interview. Now, the Manhattan Institute was founded by William Casey, who is a business partner of KGB Arm & Hammer. The other imprimis brochure that I put on this particular piece included George Gilder. George Gilder is being tokened as a person to join a cruise with the Hillsdale College, and he'll be on that particular cruise for you. Well, George Gilder was not Nelson Rockefeller's speechwriter, and was the program director for the Manhattan Institute. And he's featured, the impetus is out there, going to three something million conservatives or marks every month.
Right.
And every copy, there's a way for you to contribute. It's a fundraising operation. And one of the speakers at this Manhattan Institute was Robert Murdoch, who owns Fox and, papers around the world. The Manhattan Institute has given awards to such people as Henry Kissinger, Skull and Bones Buckley, Skull and Bones Jeb Bush, and Bobby Jindal. Now, Bobby Jindal was the governor of Louisiana, and he was promoted as a potential president. He was involved with McKinsey and Associates. McKinsey and Associates is as big, if not bigger, than Bechtel ever was. They actually chose part of the cabinet for Tony Blair. They're very powerful. The person that is the co-chairman of California Forward, founded by communist collaborator Leon Panetta, is Lenny Mendoca, and he comes right from the McKinsey operation. They're total globalists. They work pretty much like Romney runs the Bain Corporation. They go in and they either undermine or pick apart or sell or combine in order to pick up the pieces from going concerns and strip them down and sell parts that they don't want anymore, and then go on their business, whether they're helping another monopoly or they're picking up the pieces themselves. But the conspiracy is always known the best way to exist is to set up their own opposition.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Let me give you a little side note on that. There's three groups of people and broadcasters in both alternative and regular media, TV, radio, and podcasts. Group one are narcissistic class presidents that may be not the smartest guy in the class, but they like to be president and want to be special. The second group are intel agents that run things as the alternative control of the opposition for the intel agencies like CIA and NSA and other agencies like MI6. A third group is us, a tiny minority.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Elon Musk is a genius, and he's actually trying to build what's called Neuralink. And to be honest with you, I was involved with a project where I turned them down. They wanted me to work on Neuralink type projects for hacking into the alphabet of the cortex 40 years ago at UCLA. I turned them down because I didn't want to make cyborg super soldiers with magnetronic mind control helmets to actually fire off ordnance and act as a cyborg warrior swarm. And people say, oh, that's sci-fi. No, it's not. People like me, they're unusually talented. They recruit to do really bad things for deep state agencies like DARPA. And what people need to understand, what we're doing here is providing good information to the public. And what I'm doing with my own stream here now, which is going to expand dramatically in the next few years, we have a high-quality audio stream with multiple broadcasters. I think all together between our show and our co-broadcasters, we've got about 16 or 17 co-broadcasters launching in the next few days. And we'll not only have you on our show like you were doing the third hour on Friday, but you'll have your own show. And we're going to have these cross-indexed with a cross-index file separated by commas and pictures that will be uploaded on Deagle Network, but they'll be played live. And even when you hit the player, if you don't get the beginning of the show and it's actually been going for 20 minutes, you can actually rewind to the beginning of the show. Is that cool? And then when you go over to Deagle Network, you can even pull an audio clip off after you do a search. And I'm working to add actually extra apps that will allow them to use things like Dragon Dictate, so that if in the search engine words you find a specific word, it'll show you the first point in that audio stream where that word showed up. Let's say your specific topic, like say G20, the first place in that audio stream where G20 comes up, or additional ones, it'll bump forward to those points, and you can listen and then save that audio clip for yourself or your friends you want to send it to, or post it up on a YouTube video you're doing yourself, or an audio stream you're doing when you're doing your own radio show. So what I'm doing is I'm building what's called...
Documents?
Yes, everything. And what we're doing, too, is we're also going to do streaming video. This is going to expand to streaming video on top of our Vimeo and premium YouTube channels. So we're going to stream that as well and connect it to all the different platforms, including Alexa, TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play, etc. And what I'm doing basically is building what I call a intelligent and thinking neocortex extension for the human race. That's what I'm doing. Okay.
What I'd like to do is start doing biographies of these different players, and people can, like a dartboard, put them in which ring they think they're involved in. Like this guy I'm talking about now, Michael Anton. He is really huge. He's as big as Austin Goolsbee, who we talked about before, who was Obama's handler when he was a U.S. senator. And Austin Goolsbee, people see him frequently again on Fox. And this new guy, Michael Anton, is the apparently the Hillsdale College guy. Oops, are we still on? I just clicked the phone.
Oh, yeah, we are, yeah.
Okay.
I heard a beat, though.
This guy is deep state. He was the former managing director of BlackRock. Now, BlackRock is a split from Blackstone. Blackstone was run by Pete Peterson, who ran the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 years. So this Michael Anton, who's a speaker for the Heritage or Hillsdale College, is a deep state. Blackstone, Pete Peterson, was selected to join the CFR by Rockefeller III and John J. McCloy. So we're talking really heavy-duty people. He was the speechwriter for George Bush. He's just connected all over the place. He's involved in some scandals with the ex-Mexican president at Citibank. So they have no aversion to it being involved in skullduggery. Of course, if you say skull and bones, that should be a given. The vice president of Blackstone, by the way, of which Pete Peterson was running, is Stephen Schwarzman. He is the one that has the scholarship program in communist China. And the Chinese influence is so huge in the state of California, they're pushing a separate nation called Pacifica that I recently found out about. And we've got Dianne Feinstein, who's supposedly chauffeur with a red Chinese communist agent. We have pictures of him registering voters from the 1970s. This is the same time Leon Panetta was connected with the espionage agent who delayed a trip to communist China.
And by the way, if you go up to Vancouver, we have contacts up there. I did my residency in 1977 in Vancouver. The communist Chinese are so deeply embedded in Vancouver, the second currency in Canada is the Chinese currency, the yuan. And people need to realize they're so flooded with money now, they literally have taken over British Columbia. And you have to understand the second language in British Columbia is not French, it's Chinese. People don't understand this, do they? They don't realize that not only the triads, but the billionaires and the members of the PLA are deeply embedded. Back to the best place in North America to get good Chinese food is not San Francisco, it's Vancouver, Canada.
Well, the Vancouver Council, which is a communist extension for trade and promotion, is now recruiting together with the California League of Cities and Counties a trip, a voyage to communist China. They are bent on making Pacifica a real communist satellite nation state. And Newsom, our newly elected government, is no more than Philip Drew incarnate. He is brought up with all of the plans that believes in the dictatorship that was explained in Colonel House's book, Philip Drew Administrator. He's got all the left and the right. Kevin McCarthy, of course, won to be the leader in the House of Representatives and kicked Jim Jordan off of the, put him down as just a regular congressman rather than the head of the investigation or the minority head of the investigation of this witch hunt that's going on. So Kevin McCarthy is a member of the Ripon Society. Again, we've got Rockefeller and the Red Chinese. I mean, this is we're like clay in their hands right now. Everything that's going on is visible, and you and I can, you know, make that visibility available. And when we can get some documents and other things up on your new network, this is will be the go-to place on your dial. Because right now we've had, and I've complained before, about Freedom Force, founded by G. Edward Griffin, and I was elected as one of the advisors. And during one of the conference's calls about a year ago, he suggested people go to Hillsdale College as a trusted source. And, you know, all I've talked about so far in the program.
I know G. Edward personally. Although he's very knowledgeable, he wrote the book called The Creature from Jekyll Island about the Federal Reserve System. He actually has created boundaries, just like if you talk to Tucker Carlson. Tucker is never going to interview you or me, is he? He's got a red light, just like just like Michelle Malkin or these other characters, you see, even on Fox, even Hannity. Hannity has red lines he will not cross, doesn't he?
Absolutely. You look at the source of the Claire Booth Luce Institute, which grabs any bright young conservative woman and puts them in their speakers bureau, and then they're given the guidelines and what they can say and not say. And
right. And guess what? You know what you and I are, Gary? We are red line agnostics.
Well, there's a truth, and there's, you know, trying to get to it.
Well, you have to ask better questions, and you have to go where the truth takes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now, it's really important that people understand this, that Ann Coulter is predicting that Trump will be the last Republican president. I think Trump's laying the groundwork for the New World Order. What he did today is sign the G20 of the Zone 3 for the New World Order. The 10 kings will give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Because the beast system is being erected as we speak, and Trump's not slowing it down. He's actually accelerating it dramatically, isn't he?
He is. He's still surrounded by the people from the no-name organizations. The Trilateral Commission, when it was set up originally, 97% of them came from either, they were corporate executives or international bankers. And the U.S. membership, I think, is limited to 100 members. And, Carter was in there back in the 70s, and Reagan actually came out and he used some of the people that were more informed to win primaries in New Hampshire and Florida, and he attacked Carter about on his Trilateral Commission having so many in his administration. And so people like you and me that go, God, we got somebody that's finally talking about it. That's how he got his mojo and got the nomination. But as soon as he went to the convention, which Anthony Hilder and I attended in Detroit in 1980, we saw it all. And we predicted it. We put out a newspaper that can be found on my site and showed that.
And your site is news-expose.org.
That's right. And you'll find that we predicted it. And we wrote in there that we put the names of this transition committee. Committee, headed by Ed Meese, whose chief of staff was Mark Levin. And
by the way, Mark Levin is this guy, Levin, on Fox News. And Levin is a guy that, although he points out some of these things, he'll never cross the red lines. No different than Tucker Carlson or Hannity or anybody else like Laura Ingraham. They won't cross these lines, will they?
Exactly. His kind of almost co-host now is Michelle Malkin, who's part of the Claire Booth Luce Foundation. And she never mentions that Claire Booth Luce was a member of the CFR, married to Henry Luce, Skull and Bones, and that Claire Booth Luce's best friend was Harry Bridges, which was part of the Communist Network here in California that was tied into Agnes Smidley, again, Communist China. And supposedly the Luces were supposed to be for Chiang Kai-shek, but how can she have Harry Bridges, who's on the same stage with the Maoists and the others? So what they do is they occupy the area where resistance should build, and I see that throughout California, and that's how Kevin McCarthy won. Head of the Republicans in the House of Representatives when he's a member of the Ripon Society, which both you and I have gone through a number of times and probably should still do it, because that's one way you can separate out the globalists from a regular Republican, if you can find a regular Republican.
And to be honest, I don't think they're a regular Republican. They're just different subclasses. There's subclasses like Jeff Flake. There's a subclass like Donald Trump, who's now been able to sing-song not only the Jewish lobby, but also the Christian and evangelical lobby. I call them the evil jellyfish, because they don't actually want to ask enough questions to realize they've been scammed.
Yeah, there's a whole nest of them. In fact, also on my website, I should know the name of it, Counterfeit Conservatives. If you go through there, you'll find early on, we point out some of these... Jerry Falwell's and Pat Robertson, who initially came out against the CFR, but then quit it and quit talking about it and became an advocate for the Rick Warren purpose-driven CFR-type churches. So just holding these guys in one place, they're not very good. They move whatever is needed or whatever is ordered by the inner circle.
So, what's your analysis of what's next? Because what I see happening with Russia, the fact that Trump's not going to meet with Putin is very bad. The fact is that the Russians are paranoid because we've moved NATO now directly south of them with Poland and Ukraine. Ukraine actually was a province carved off by Stalin during and after the Second World War. What Trump is doing is actually giving them anti-tank missiles and stopping the Russians from coming in, from stopping the Kiev version of Mr. Poroshenko, the illegal head of Ukraine, who is they call him the chocolate king, but he's also the prostitution and illegal drug king of Poroshenko, another billionaire criminal. And what we're seeing right now is our State Department are trying to expand and use all the power of our government to expand greater Europe. And Europe is rising now with Macron's comments last week about nationalism and Trump. He's basically saying, to hell with you, we're going to build our own trans-European military force, which isn't just to stop Israel, it's to stop Italy, Hungary, and Austria from leaving, it's to defend ourselves against America, Russia, and China. And again, remember Galileo, their space-based early warning satellite system, is fully integrated with America. So we have a potential enemy that's now integrated with their early warning satellite system for incoming nuclear missiles. This is crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what we have is John Bolton running the State Department, and I heard that Pompeo just hired an assistant who's been very critical of Trump's nationalist statements, and that had been a never-Trumper. So
he
doesn't have control, or he's...
He has bad advisors that are globalists around him that are playing Luciferic Satanists. And Trump himself, to me, doesn't have the common sense, even with his son-in-law, Kushner, who just got this special award in Mexico for the treaty he arranged with USMC. A lot of this treaty that was set up with Mexico and Canada was the work of Jared Kushner in the background, who engineered not only the campaign of Trump that managed to go to the so-called red states in the Midwest. It was his data gathering and social media that got Trump elected. It was Jared Kushner. He's a capitalistic warlock, very high IQ, And you have to understand, he's the one primarily engineering the peace treaty in the Middle East, which is going to be completed here shortly. And I believe in 2020, after Trump gets reelected, because he will, the idiots that they're putting forward in the Democratic Party are suicidally stupid. There's no way any of these Democrats are going to get forward, like Peter O'Rourke and others, or the former governor of New York. None of these people have a hellish hope, because they don't have anything planned. They keep talking about national health care, but their last attempt with Obamacare was a freaking disaster. Most people couldn't even afford the co-pays, let alone even if they had insurance. So they don't have an answer to this problem, because you can't take a broken system and give it to everybody and bankrupt the country, and people can't even afford to use it because they can't afford the co-pays. Right?
Yeah, so it would be nothing more than the Veterans Administration, and they'd use it to call the people that aren't useful to them. And once they've used them in the battlefield, they don't want them.
Well, that's why I call them the very awful hospital system. I had vets in my office in Colorado crying their head off because I couldn't come in for interventional pain blocks, because I was training at the Anschutz Center in interventional pain blocks with spinal pumps and stimulators and transferamental nerve blocks after I do sensory nerve mapping and tell them which nerves to block. And they would cry their head off because they couldn't get them in for treatment, or I'd tell you with toxicological things they had or medical problems. And dealing with the VA, I called the very awful hospital system. Oh my God, I would say. More crap from the VA. They're ridiculous. And they're criminals.
Yeah,
that's what the Dems will bring to
that I've run into since I've been using some of it.
That's what we'll have if the Democrats put in any version. Because remember, Obamacare's not gone yet, because John McCain blocked that bill, which allowed them to get rid of the worst parts of Obamacare. People still think it's good, and they're crazy. Even if they have insurance, they can't use it because the copays in the are so high. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, again, that's why the borders are open. It is open warfare. There's more people that are getting information from people like
that. It's open warfare against the middle-aged and elderly. We're working. I just talked to Dr. Dan Royal, who has a special stem cell treatment you can take orally, and then you can take your own stem cells out and inject your joints, or give you specific things to try to amplify it with my nutraceuticals and his therapy. We're reaching the point where we can actually regenerate you and extend your lifespan. The regular medical system doesn't do it. So he's under the Crow Nation, his clinic in Las Vegas. So he's not under a state medical board. He's under a national native board that they set up. He's also an attorney.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Gary Richard Arnold, of course. The site is newsnews-expose.org. What's your viewpoint of what's going on? What I see happening is we're the first year is coming to an end of the fat years. We have six more years. Trump is almost certainly going to be reelected. Trump is not decelerating, but accelerating the move towards the New World Order, which is a global control system of 10 kings giving the beast their power for 1 hour. We see Trump doing some good things. The economy is doing great. He's presented what's called religious freedom, but people don't realize this, that in various places, like across Europe, we just had a Serbian pastor from the Church of God, 26 years there in Serbia, Sasha Alexander Veljic, say that in Europe, it's actually Sunday laws are, even wash your car on Sunday, you can be fined in places like Germany, not for religious reasons, but because they want to make it a day where it's a day that's a trans-state and trans-religious a special holiday, which, by the way, the Muslims don't. They honor Saturday, like the Jews and the Messianic Christians. What we see happening is we're moving step by step by step toward a global super state where the cybernetic research in Germany and Europe and America to hack into consciousness is going to allow them to not only know everything from social media, but even the intentions of your thoughts and your heart. And this is coming quickly, people, in less than 5 years. And, of course, after the 6 years, we see things like these superquakes happening. Global ecological catastrophe is coming quickly to the world. Increased earthquakes, a lithospheric disjunction, climatic change, which is going to cause collapse in food supply worldwide, and massive migrations, not just these so-called little tiny caravans. They did a survey, and they found 147 million people in Central and South America, not even including the Middle East or China or anywhere else in Africa, want to emigrate to the United States. America, uncontrolled, could balloon to a billion people in the next 20 to 30 years easily, couldn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think the Georgia Guidestones movement is being pushed. You look at the lack of fertility in the men and the women.
It's all by design. It's all by design. 45% of Japanese young people don't even have sex with people. In fact, the rise of cyber clinics where they actually have cyber sex or video sex is now the standard. People don't understand that the human race is basically coming to a biological end, and now they have gene editing in China. The most advanced place for genetic editing of children is not China, it's South Korea, and more so even Japan. So what you're going to see is the really wealthy gene edit superhuman descendants of themselves with genes inserted to raise IQ and increase athletic skills, and you're going to see life extension technology taken over by, if they can, the elite only. Now, they can't have it all because we have lots of technology that's relatively inexpensive. But the globalists want to reduce the world population and extend the lifespan of the elite by hundreds, if not thousands, of years. People don't understand this is coming quickly in the next few years, not decades, not centuries, but now, isn't it?
Right. Well, you've got the, I remember Michael Crichton, he was trained in biotechnology, and he wrote the Jurassic Park and Andromeda Strain and The Greatest Fear, I'll think of the, in 2004, he wrote State of Fear, and it showed how they were using quakes in the ocean and other places around, and he's, you know, basing this stuff on the science that he knows, just like the Jurassic Park, going back to, a piece of old DNA caught in some amber.
Exactly, exactly.
He died, I think, fairly early, after, a couple of books were published after 2006, but that State of Fear was quite an expose, and it reported actually what was generated in the report from Iron Mountain, which Deborah Tavares is very much on top of, and which is reflected in the NASA report from 2001, where they're talking about using the chemtrails and the radio waves and all the rest of it, but the guidelines or the protocol for the Georgia Guidestones is ongoing and being accelerated, and there's a lot of evidence that they might have used directional weapons for directional energy for the fires in Northern California.
Let me give you a stats, okay? I have military contacts that were there last year and this year, and there were so many drones with directed energy weapons or DEW that they actually blocked the helicopters coming in with fire retardants. They also had satellite-based DEW that actually were hitting the ground with satellite-based beams of direct energy weapons. Plus, of course, they didn't clear the dust and they didn't move the power lines because the power lines were delivering frequencies along this smart grid system that starts fires. In Saskatchewan, they did research and their engineers outlawed smart grid in Saskatchewan, Canada, because they don't have lobbyists against them. And they realized they actually started not only the peripheral fires like in fire forest areas, but also in buildings that could burn your wiring and your building or destroy electronic equipment. So people have to start understanding that on purpose they did this on many layers, not clearing out the duft of the chaparral and the trees, not moving the power lines from high wind areas where you can have Santa Ana winds, not doing anything to maintain back roads so you can get in there and clear the duct, not putting fire starts. And now, in Northern California, I had on the show yesterday, Deborah Tavares, they've actually blocked people doing pet rescue. Now we're having rains, but they don't want pet rescue there when some of these cats, if they have food and water, they can survive for months up there. So
right.
The fact is,
deep state again, the PG&E, which is a Northern California utilities outfit, is joined with Southern California Edison and eight other utility agencies in a group. And I encourage people, if they have a pen and pencil, look up SEEC, and you'll find that this is a cartel in California. And the first logo up in the upper left hand corner, unless they've removed it, is ICLEI. So you're talking about the World Bank and the United Nations. And
right.
When you look at the smart meters, you find that they were generated from MITRE, M-I-T-R-E, and that's located in Langley, Virginia. And you've got a couple of ex-CIA heads that are part of that, including the Russian oligarch, whose name has been mentioned frequently in the last couple of months. Whatever it is, I can't get these vowels and syllables of those long Russian names, but you'll find his name as part of MITRE, you know, this Russian oligarch, as part of the Langley, Virginia, tied with the CIA and the rest of the stuff. So we're being played, you know, left and right. It's real hard to...
Well, that's why both sides are manipulating, whether you pick the Democratic side, the Republican side, or the side in Canada or Britain or anywhere. We're constantly being manipulated by one or the other political version of the Luciferic plan to move us toward a new world order. It doesn't matter who you choose.
Pedophile stuff. We're not all talking about the hacking of the Democratic thing, mailing or machines and the emails of Hillary, but what was in those mails was John and Tony Podesta's involvement with pedophilia that spread throughout the hierarchy of the both the Republican and Democratic Party.
Right.
Today, the head of the Democratic Party in California resigned because of 10 complaints against him. Jim Jones' Kool-Aid group in San Francisco provided children for Bohemian Grove and the pedophiles in San Francisco. Leon Panetta was the first to date Monica Lewinsky, and his chief of staff, his right-hand man during the Clinton years, was John Podesta. And you look at the emails that reveal, I mean, they're talking about nothing else. I mean, you get any straight person to talk about white Yankees or leaving this and leaving that. I mean, they've got to be fools. Are really dumb and no thinking capacity if they think that's anything other than arrangements for moving children around and child trafficking, including, you know, Clinton's bringing them up from Haiti and every other place. I mean, one after another, there's no coincidence, but it's being scrubbed from the internet and the YouTube, and their Fox gets us on, the fine line of emails, but we're no longer talking about what's in them or what the consequences are or are leading to any of these networks that you and I talk about.
Right, and of course, that's the problem, is all these networks and media, including here on broadcast networks like RBNC and Genesis, etc., they have red lines that they either don't know or they won't go beyond certain lines to discuss and connect all the dots, whether they're spiritual or geopolitical or globalist. And they won't realize, they'll push it on one side saying the left is doing da-da-da-da-da, but they don't talk about the right. For example, I talk about both sides. What Trump is doing is different than what Hillary would have done. But the end result is, like, if you're going to make a cake, you can use recipe A or recipe B. Either way, just like as they say, if you're talking to a shrimp and the shrimp is deciding which way they're going to die, they can be flambéed or sautéed, but either way, they're dinner, aren't they?
Yep. People need to make their own dinner clubs and book clubs and meet together and share information and expand.
That's why with Alexander Veljek, Sasha says the Church of God doesn't vote in any elections in any country. The reason is, I don't believe that necessarily, because I think you have to decide what way you want to be cooked. And there's good things that have come out of what Trump's doing. There's also bad things. And we need to call him on it and get back to him and say, look, we're not going to tolerate this, Trump. What you're doing when you recycle water or you spread 5G network, this is not good for us. And when you bring out the rad bad health care...
John Bolton and some of these other people in the administration, there's no excuse.
My doctor.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.